This is Sifu Jones, and I'm here with one of our certified instructors, Don Brown. And today's topic we're going over is fractals and how fractals relates with your chi power training. And the first thing that we're going to go over is basically what fractals are in the first place. And since Don Brown has a tendency to study all that kind of stuff to a high degree and learn what's necessary to find out about the topics, we're going to let him into this group and tell us a little bit about what he found out. So how are you today there, Don?
Oh, it's a great day and an awesome life. And excited to share some of the stuff I came across. It's really, really interesting.
Yeah, you know, most people probably, this may be the first time they ever heard the word fractal in the first place. Plus, they, you know, even if they did hear it, it's a little bit like a lot of the stuff that we're going to bring up, you know, vortexes, even the circles. When we first brought up the circles, it's like, what do circles have to do with this kind of training, and what do vortexes have to do with it? And now we're saying, well, fractals are also involved in this mix. And what we really do need to go over is how that's going to happen, because eventually, as you keep doing the supersets, these things are going to come out in the weirdest way that you would never understand it, and weird things are going to happen. And this is all about explaining that process a little bit. So first off, you can start us off on what is a fractal and how do they happen?
Well, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a fractal is any of various extremely irregular curves or shapes for which any suitably chosen part is similar in shape to a given larger or smaller part when magnified or reduced to the same size. And that's basically saying that if you take any fractal object, any fractal image, at any point in time where you magnify it or reduce that size in that selected area, it's the exact same as the whole picture. So that's what they call self-symmetry.
Now, I'm going to give them an example of that. Okay, if you took a typical forest and let's say you outlined an area that was, let's say, 100 yards by 100 yards and you made it exactly square, you picked out a tree out of that 100 by 100 square, and that would be on that tree, the same amount of branches, big branches, small branches, would be and add up to the same amount of number of trees in that 100 by 100 space. And that is the weird thing about this. Like, how is that even possible? And yet that's the symmetricalness of the way the universe is set up. And that's just one example. Like, show them another example of what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, our natural world littered with fractals. Mountain ranges are fractals, coastlines, lightning is an example of a fractal object, even broccoli. They all have the required attributes to fall within the realm of fractals, which would be self-symmetrical.
And, now, and you're even talking about broccoli, the vegetable broccoli, like a piece of broccoli.
Yep.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Okay.
Self-symmetrical.
And there's several of those type of even plants that are just naturally a fractal too, aren't they?
The fern is a great example of a plant that's self-symmetrical that falls within the fractal pattern. And again, one of the things, and that's how people really began to become aware of fractal geometry. It got popular, the idea of the fractal, and the term was coined back in the 1980s. There was a scientist, mathematician, a guy by the name of Mandelbrot, working with IBM and was doing some, high-level, very powerful mathematics, and he started to come across what was now termed the Mandelbrot set, to express some complex relationships between different numbers and different areas and power laws. Well, what he also became to realize, and which was touched on prior to him, the difference between traditional geometry, Euclidean geometry, and what we now refer to as fractal geometry, is that British cartographers, once upon a time, were trying to measure the coast. And at the time, they did not have the fractal geometry and the mathematics behind it. they were still using Euclidean geometry, boxes, triangles, rectangles, squares, things of that nature. And what they noticed is from large scale, from way up high, they could measure it, get a number, and then if they measured it from a more detailed map, the length of the coast would be either twice as long or three times as long. And then when they went into further detail, it started to stretch towards infinity. And that's because fractals reside in more than one dimension, sometimes more than two dimensions. And when I say that, Euclidean geometry is based on whole numbers, whereas fractals are based on integers, which take on the irregular shapes that go on within the natural world, as opposed to the perfect structure of Euclidean box, Euclidean triangle, the Euclidean squares.
Yeah, it's much more to do with proportions, with equal amounts of proportions, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see that mathematically formula of E equals M 3 to the 4th. And that just shows you that it's always in that direct proportion. You know, there's always going to be part of this is going to be smaller than the big part, but they're always going to be in that same proportion of 3 to 4.
Right. Right. They get into different power laws and different fractals and different patterns have algorithms, just the basic instructions on how these objects, how this data relates to one another.
Now, a lot of this, when you bring this stuff up, you would think, well, what does this have to do with chi power at all? I mean, what would a fractal or things in nature having a certain proportion or a pattern to them like we're talking about, I mean, what would that have to do with chi? And the thing is, at first glance, you probably wouldn't see any significance other than there's a beauty to the universe or there's a symmetricalness to it, and that you're going to see all these patterns come out of it. But that's really what we found out is there are these known patterns, and if you can pick up on them and you start understanding what a pattern would do if you do it or manipulate in a particular way, that's where we're going to get into the usage of fractals. Now, fractals are them weird things because we're talking about it in nature, like mountain ranges and stuff like that, but you also can equate it to our own bodies, can't you?
As a matter of fact, one of the things a scientist was trying to figure out with the concept of self-symmetry and what goes into self-symmetry over a period of time, they've also realized is also self-replication, and they said, hey, can we create a machine that is self-symmetrical and also has a self-replicating properties? And as they were studying that, that's when they started to make that transition and lent that towards the DNA sequence, which turns out to be fractal in nature. And I recently read an article in one of the scientific journals, not only is it fractal in nature and self-replication, but it's also held together by the, I believe it's the weak force in quantum physics. And the research that we've done in quantum physics all talks about self-symmetry, supersymmetry within the string theory, and fractals, by their very nature, talk about self-symmetry. And so it's all coming together in a very, very non-random way. It's very specific, very precise.
And the significance is, you know, without fractals, if fractals weren't something that happened in nature, you couldn't ever form the screens that we're talking about in place in the air in the first place. You actually need the extra energy that naturally is found in these fractals to continue to vibrate like they do, so you got to have this continuation of your form that will take place. Without that perpetualness of a fractal, you can never hold a form of any kind in place like we do. And yet, that's why we're able to do it.
And, you know, speaking of fractals in nature, and I talked about that, fractals in our DNA, our heartbeat is actually a fractal pattern. and the electricity that runs through our body, electricity that sparks our heartbeat through the different chambers of the heart and how they compress and decompress and pump the blood through, it's actually a fractal pattern. And there's different graphs and different representations of that, and it's just self-symmetrical and also self-replicating.
And the advantage of that, of doing, you know, using the screens like we're doing, we're causing more and more of those type of fractals to come out of our body naturally. Like, vibrations cause fractals to happen. And just like you said, our heartbeats would cause a fractal to take place. And what we're going to do with screens is engage in making fractals that will work for us. And that's kind of what we're doing here, and why the significance of fractals. Most people wouldn't ever put this together in the way that it works, because they're not up on them in the first place. And if you did see a fractal, and I would encourage that, like, we're going to put on the website some of the fractals, and most people don't really realize, but even our chi stick is in the form of a fractal.
And mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of significance to what we're trying to tell them here, and yet this won't become apparent for probably some time. As you know, it really is this process of building the heavy chi that will bring out these fractal properties.
And also getting the sensitivity down to be able to pick it up, too.
Exactly.
Definitely be able to be aware of that. And, you know, in nature, talking about fractals, there was a scientist, I believe his name, Bernard Sapoval. He was trying to figure out the reason behind the coastlines having that particular pattern, having that fractal pattern. And what he realized is that the fractal nature of the coastline presents maximum efficiency at damping wave action, so that the waves aren't able to completely and totally erode the coastline. The erosion to which it's subjected is reduced. They actually stabilize through that particular fractal structure. And there are infinite amounts of fractal structures. Each one has its purpose. Each one is a tool to be used depending on the need and the requirements.
Because everybody knows, like, the typical vibrations, things like earthquakes, things that are not in the fractal way cause erosion. It causes all sorts of damage and breakup. And the same thing would happen, you know, what you mentioned about our heartbeat is in that same fractal pattern. It's also what keeps your body from tearing its own self up, because it's using fractals in the same way that a coastline keeps itself together in that same fractal way.
The damping effect, yes, because there's a lot of energy that goes through us, a lot of energy.
Exactly, and it would literally take us apart piece by piece. Same way an erosion would take place on a shoreline if we didn't have this same kind of process going through us.
And, you know, most people are familiar with fractals, or we see fractals from art. Art mimics life, life mimics art, and fractals, for whatever reason, we find their self-symmetry and their symmetrical nature. It's pleasing to the eye. It would make sense that we would find it pleasing to the eye. Human beings, we are based around symmetry. And the universe, the very laws of the universe, of quantum mechanics, it's about symmetry, even so far as to go to, say, supersymmetry. And so fractals are shown in art. A very famous painter, Salvador Dali, there was an emotional, very emotional work of his called The Visage of War, where he actually experimented deliberately with a fractal pattern. And other artists have done fractal patterns, but now mathematics, especially with computer technology, fractals themselves are their own category of art, and they even have fractal art exhibits where different mathematicians will create different patterns based on algorithms and then add color to these patterns, and we see something that's visually striking. We don't necessarily always know the purpose of these patterns, the purpose of these algorithms, what rules and power laws they're trying to create, but when we see it, intuitively say, this is something that is beautiful. And it's a representation of that which goes on in our natural world.
Exactly. And it's needed for our natural world to stay in place like it is. I mean, without fractals, nothing would work the way it should work. And that's the big thing about fractals. But how it affects us with chi power is it has everything to do with whether we're going to get this to the extreme ability levels or not. You don't reach the extreme ability levels without tapping into the nature of fractals and fractal energy. And so what we're learning to do with this, the screens, and, you know, again, these screens were picked out for their specific purpose of what they're able to do. And because we use the screens, it's a way that you can create an even amount of pressure with your chi. Now, that's the significance of this. If you can create the exact screen with the exact same amount of pressure all the way around the screen, you literally will create a fractal to happen. And that's the hard part, though, is, you know, you try to duplicate a screen, you try to build it, and you try to put it out in the air, and you're trying to see a screen in your head, and it doesn't come out so even. And so we're trying to do it with our body and use it in a physical way where you can actually feel it, and we're trying to evenly make the screen that way, and of course, we're getting very close to that ability to do that. Well, when that ability actually does happen with you, it changes the way the chi will work. You'll suddenly get this exponential power that we're talking about. And when you're dealing with fractals, it goes even beyond the exponential part, doesn't it?
It does. And what we would look at with traditional mathematics, traditional geometry, what we're doing now is exponential, but once you go into the laws, go into the realm of fractals, the comparison, what they refer to as power laws, where you start touching on or approaching that which is potentially infinite, it doesn't stop.
Yeah, there really is exponential hidden energy there that it's really the next big secret here that you learn in the Chi Power Method. It's the why you can pull off the things you do is you're tapping into the power of these fractals. And you wouldn't readily think that this would be something that you could do, but we're showing you exactly how to do that. You know, it really is getting an even distribution of pressure on all parts of that screen, seeing that screen exactly the way it's supposed to be all the way around, so that it's evenly distributed, all the what you would consider pressure or feeling. When you can distribute that totally evenly, there's going to be a power that comes out of your screen that you haven't seen up until now. Now, this is why I always keep telling you this is a precision thing. You know, the way you pull things off is you get so precision with it, you know. You know, I often see, like, people struggle on this part of it. And, you know, I have asked you plenty of times, like, how many muscles does your spirit have? And, of course, you say, well, none. And
none.
The spirit is basically electricity, so how could it have any muscles? And that's right. And yet that's what we're really trying to teach people is that they're the spirit. They're not the body. Okay, so you have to do this chi power to get where we're talking about with energy and to use it in these very specific ways. You have to do this in an electrical process. Now, that has to do with an equal distribution of the energy. And as you can do that, you know, then this will make so much more sense. And that's where we're leading them to with these images, and that's why they can't really muscle an image. Every time you try to muscle an image, how are you going to get an even amount of pressure? You won't. One part will be so much more out of pressure than the other, whereas if you just barely did that and you made it as even as possible, you're going to get closer to getting it down to the way you could actually do it in order to get this power out. Now, that is why you have to take out the power out. And all along I keep saying, you know, take the intensity, take the power out of your screen. This is why. You can't get to what I'm talking about if you use an intensity yet. Anything that has to do with breaths, sounds, intensities, extra pressure on your points, this ohm factor, are things that will happen way down the road. You can't do them now and get to that point. You know, this is all this stuff that I'm talking about is the precision of the Qi Power Method. Nobody really understands this for the most part, how this works, and the reason it works is because that's the way God set it up. Now, we didn't make the rules, but we know how to obey the rules. You know, you learn to obey the rules, and suddenly you're going to be able to do things that you never thought were impossible, and you can suddenly make them possible because you are following the rules of the universe the way God set them up. That's what we're trying to create in you, this ability to do that. And knowing these things, that this is the way this works in nature, this allows you to get there a lot better. Now, when you're able to create that same amount of pressure and evenly distribute it, the pressure and energy into the screen itself, you'll get closer and closer at being able to pull out more and more power out of yourself. Now, holding forms in place takes that kind of power that comes out of making this the right way and creating this right kind of symmetricalness. You know, the screens are the exact properties that you need in order to pull off the things that we're trying to get you to do. So if you can understand this connection, you can focus more on the right attributes and making your chi form, and this is how you're going to get there even faster than anybody else. Because you really can't muscle chi. You know, I keep trying to explain that this is an electrical process and it's a preciseness to it. And adding intensity just to add intensity isn't going to get you to the top of the mountain. That isn't the way you get there. You get it through doing this in the exact right way. So when you see, like, some kind of chi master type out there that's doing what looks like impossible things, you know, most of the time these instructors, they don't know how this stuff works or why it works, you know, the way it does. I mean, they were handed down secret techniques that have been passed down over the centuries, and nobody's ever really questioned how it worked or anything. But I think knowing why or how a technique works is kind of one of those important things of the learning process. And if you want to get really proficient at this, these are the things that you need to know, because when you know that this is how it works, it's not hard to get behind the program. Now, those people or those guys that did that, I mean, they had the incentive of being smacked around and hit a lot of times to get behind the program, you know, and yeah, you can learn that way. I choose not to choose that way, you know, to teach that way. I'm, you know, more pragmatic, I think, you know, and just tell you up front, okay, this is what leads to what, and, you know, when you get it explained to you scientifically as well as we go over it in all these different ways, it's so much easier to pick up. And I don't know. I just don't think you need corporate punishment in order to get somebody to learn. If you can pick up the concepts this way, why not teach them in this way? Because it's certainly better and easier on your body, don't you think?
Easier on your body and also easier on your mind when you understand it and you know what to look for. You don't resist it. You don't fight it. And that's also one of the key things in building this energy, being open to it and saying, yeah, it's possible. It's not only possible, I can do it. You get your mind behind it, your spirits engage, and your body falls right into suit and says, okay, we're going to go ahead and do this and build this. And one of the things that you touched upon that I'd like to piggyback on, muscling. You know, I am an intense guy, you know, and we talk about it. We've shared this before. There was the original Yang crew. There's several of your certified instructors. And even though we're switching over to the inside, in our very nature, we're just like, yeah, we had a lot of fun doing the Yang stuff. Yeah, we hurt ourselves, still hurt ourselves from time to time, but it's that intensity and that fanatic nature. But we're also seeing, it's like, well, even if, whenever we're making our images, and I'm speaking for myself here, my image comes in too good, but I haven't made it cool euphoric, it hurts. It hurts immediately, and it begins to throb, and there's no way I could even handle that image itself that's hot going into a fractal pattern. If that were the case, and I were to tip into those power laws with the energy as hot as I've made it before, muscling it with that level of intensity, I would probably actually physically blow my own leg off because it is electricity.
Well, and you do get explosive power, don't you, when you make it that hot? I mean, that's what we're saying, is it gets exponential, and the next thing you know, I mean, that's why you'll see things like paper literally getting caught on fire from the Qi guy doing that in a way over the top way. I mean, that's what'll come out. I mean, now to me, that isn't really showing, I don't know. I mean, it shows an expertise that you can put out an awful lot of hot energy, but it comes out destructive. And other than starting paper on fire, what would you use that for? You know, that is the problem with using destructive things, is you can only pretty much use them in a couple of different ways, where as you learn to use what we're teaching them, you can use these in healing ways. You can use them in really weird ways that you wouldn't even think of most of the time, because you just haven't got to that level or ever thought that you could get to that level. Well, now that we're showing you that, yeah, you personally can actually reach these type of levels, because this isn't a hard to do physical thing like they first thought. This is more a precision thing, that you're doing it in the right ways. So, you know, fractals may not make any sense to you right now, but your ability to make this heavier chi coming out is going to change your ability to work with fractals. Now, this is one of those things that I talked about that will be really down the road, and you're not really going to know that much about what this really means yet. But the heavier the chi you make, the heavier the load of electricity that is caught up into that form. At a certain point of density, fractals occur naturally, okay? And that's where your ability to manipulate energy comes from. Now, at first, it's a fractal build that comes out intermittently or randomly, and you never know when it's going to come out or not, you know. But as you develop your skills, you can form things in more and more reliable ways, you know. The main thing is that if you know that this is coming, when it does happen, it won't be such a bizarre thing. You know, you'll just say, oh, okay, this is part of it, and it's about time it started happening kind of thing. And then you're thinking more along the right ways, because, again, you have to get behind the concepts in the first place. And this isn't one that's that easy to get behind of, because it just seems these things are so weird. And you probably are going to have to actually even look up the topic of fractal geometry or fractals in general, and study a little bit about them themselves, and then you'll get a little bit more of what we're talking about as far as symmetrical type of patterns in nature and how this is going to affect our chi power. But, you know, don't worry about things like this topic. If they don't make sense to you now, it will. I mean, it's like everything that we've taught up to this point. You know, it doesn't necessarily make sense right at first, but it will. I mean, that's the whole point. You're constantly in this changing situation, and that's why we're always telling you, you know, when it's time to change, you need to change to the next part of this, and so that you don't get caught up in not being able to progress, or you start plateauing and then you don't get past that plateau because you're not really changing when you need to change. And so this is one of those things that, again, it'll make a whole lot more sense down the road. I mean, a lot of people, when they first hear about this kind of thing, they just will file it back. And that's what I want you to do for right now, is just kind of file back the information on it now. But knowing what fractals are and how it relates to Qi Power Method is, you know, it comes in handy at the right time. And that's why we added into your training. Now, we know, again, there's nobody out there that's going to tell you that this is the way this stuff works, you know. I mean, most people would never put it together this way. You know, like I say, most Qi instructors have no idea that it works in the way it does. A lot of them were just handed down these secret techniques, and they've been using them, and they know they work, but they don't really know how they work or anything like that. Well, now you know. You know, we are using the screens and the forms. The reason why we're using the forms, since the flat screen is the perfect tool or training device to evenly spread the pressure or the energy in the most evenly patterns that we can develop. I mean, that's why we're using, or the big reason we're using a screen. And, you know, just like we've said in other topics where they've used screens and laser screens to perform different things, that's why they use that same screen too, because it's an even pattern that comes out as a result of doing it in this particular way. Now, time, space, can all, distance, time, space, all can be manipulated in the weirdest ways. And, you know, like slowly we're showing you that this is what is really possible, you know, with the right information, the right technique usage. We're going to just keep getting you further along in this progress so that you can literally one day, when I say that, you know, show me that you can form a vortex in place or a form in place and hold a screen in place out there, that this is something that you'll actually be able to do. You know, you'll literally be able to go over to a doorway, put a screen into that doorway, and whoever went through that doorway would be affected by whatever you put into the screen. This is the kind of thing that is possible, and without fractals in nature happening, we would never be able to get to that ability to be able to do something or pull something like that off. So to me, it's an essential part of this, isn't it?
You know, Sifu Jones, I want to elaborate on that, the importance thereof and understanding, like you said, building the screen, taking our perception of power out of it so that we can build a complete screen, see that full image, and also make it even. The idea of having it even, see the full complete screen with even pressure. If we look at the definition of the fractal, of it being self-symmetrical, that means that it's even across the board. Every piece is even. It's self-symmetrical. It has the same properties, the same density, the same weight, the same thickness. All of it is even. No one side is thicker or stronger than the other. And if we build it with that kind of precision, that's where we go from what our perception of power was into what mathematicians refer to as power laws. And that's taking it to a whole new level. That's when you see, oh, that's power. It's a game changer.
And it's why you can punch holes in this time-space fabric. I mean, without the power of that comes out of fractals, that comes out of this exponential thing through energy, anyhow, just the way that masses work in nature, you know, the fact that energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, that whole process is causing this speed to go up and manipulating speed, time, and space, all three. Since they're all intertwined with each other, there's going to be a weirdness that comes out of this that just nobody would normally expect, you know. And it's hard to explain an awful lot of these type of concepts because they're kind of complex, and yet we try to break them down in the easiest way possible and try to keep you from being caught up in the complexities of what we're doing, because again, if a little kid can do the stuff we're talking about, it can't really be that hard. And that's where you have to learn not to get caught up in the complexities of chi power, but you just do your job. You do this the way we're trying to tell you to. Get to the point where you can do these screens very evenly so that your screen, when it goes down through your arm, feels the same as it goes down through your leg, feels the same as it goes down through your torso. Even though the screens are different sizes, they all feel the same. They're all evenly pressured. They all feel very good and cool. You get that process down, and you're going to get so much closer to this place where you can actually manipulate it in a way that we're talking about. And it will kind of blow you away that this kind of power can come out of you, out of your spirit. And that you can get your body to you know, kick out this kind of energy, and yet that's what we're showing you, that this is something that you can do if you catch on to the concepts we're throwing out. Now, some of the things I wanted to go over, too, on that superset variations in the closed part where we went over volume 5 is there was part of that that you're going to see that you can't get to the speeds that we're talking about getting to with the way he's showing there. I mean, he literally is showing you at a slower speed, and he's got a lot of back movement in there. He's going a little bit further down on the legs than you need to if you're going to get to, let's say, a speed of 5 minutes, or you're going to get even less than that. And, you know, adjust your body accordingly. You know, for to get down to a faster speed like 5 minutes, you'd have to actually take out the back movement and hardly move your back at all. And you'd have to get a little bit more economy of motion in your actual, the speed of your hands going back and forth. And it'd be less movements involved, and that will get you closer to doing it at a faster speed. If, you know, you saw that, you know, you tried to do it like he or emulate what he was doing there, and you realized, well, there's no way you're getting down to 5 minute speed or 2 minute speed doing it that way. And that's right. I mean, it was really meant to be done more at that 10 minute speed or starting out speed that you're talking about, where you're starting with that. And again, taking the 90 to the 120 days that it takes to get down to that 5 minute speed on the 21. And the other thing about the significance of the slow settlings is they make your body think you have a lot more time than what you do. This, you know, the thing about these exercises, it manipulates and distorts times in many different ways, and it distorts time in your body's mind. And when you do the slow sevens at night, you just will feel like you're getting more sleep than you do, even if you don't get that much sleep. And these are little things that we don't really go over that much, but are ways to benefit you and to help you get through this in a better way. And most people won't be able to do, you know, what we're talking about there for a while. So again, adjust to each part of this routine in a way that's easiest for your body, that it doesn't lead to directly to pain, it doesn't lead to the wrong things. And now that you're understanding that what fractals are about, that, you know, we're going to get you to a higher amount of power than you ever even saw possible simply by doing it in the right way and not by the muscle way. You can't, every time you muscle and you try to put the own factor into this process, you're not going to get the even pattern out of you that you think you want to get out of. It really comes out of doing it in a lot lighter way, where you really can see or sense the amount of pressure that you're going to put through you in a screen. And that's why we keep telling you to take out the pressure, and we keep telling you to take out the intensity, because we know you can't reach the higher levels in that type of way. You have to do it in this other type of way. And it really, if you go in it knowing this, it should be easier to make a change now, shouldn't it?
And it would also make, it would make sense in the sense that there's no way that forcing it or muscling it could create the pattern for it to self-replicate, in the sense that you just add a little bit of effort, get that image down, and it starts to self-replicate. That's effortless. You don't have to oomph it. You don't have to put a lot of energy or any physical effort into it. It will begin to replicate itself, and then you control that, and that's where you really begin kicking off tons of energy, tons of electricity. And that's not you forcing it. That's not you muscling it. That's not you grunting or putting an oomph factor. That's the precision that you've been telling us all along.
And you know what, if they really were catching on and listening well, they'll see that power comes out in when you least expect it. You know, John Levesay, one of our certified instructors, you know, he talked about how, you know, he got real excited and the speakers popped right out of the wall, and they were literally nailed to the wall, and yet they popped right off the wall. And I've seen that phenomena just happen just ridiculous amounts of time, you know, from different things of this, where you're thinking, what happened there? You know, Sifu Perhacs has talked about where things had just like either exploded, like glass exploded, or at different times things just jumped or moved. And he wasn't even thinking anything like that at the time, and it just suddenly happened. And what was that? It's being relaxed enough, wasn't it? if you're relaxed, this power will come out because you'll get an even distribution. And if you don't relax, how could you possibly get it to come out the right way? It'll only come out in this destructive way when you use an intensity, and that's why you have to learn to do both sides of this thing in order to get the proficiency level that we're talking about. And doing it in the other way, just this isn't going to come out. I mean, it won't come out in the way you think. Every time you try to force chi, it doesn't work that way. Electricity has to be controlled. It isn't forced in the way, in a muscular type of way.
All it does is lead to hurting. And when you're tense and you're muscling it and you're being intense with it, that's when it's like the concept of introducing friction into an electrical circuit. You not only do you disrupt the flow of energy, when you have this kind of frictions in a circuit, that's when you have problems. That's a safety hazard. That's when, like, electrical fires start happening. That's when a mechanical system will break down, even in the human body. When friction's introduced, the flow patterns slow down and you have a serious problem. It's no different with chi power and building chi energy. You have to take the friction, the tension out, relax down, and then you have control and access to reservoirs of power and abilities. But again, it's the concept of power, understanding what power really is. And my easiest way to understanding what power is, having been fully engaged on the Yang side and looking at it from a different set of eyes, I can see it's more about the precision, and I can see that it's more about the control.
Yeah, it really is. It's seeing things in a different way than you first thought when you first came into this. You know, a lot of people would think that if you took an antenna and, you know, you just put it up in the air, that antenna, you know, if it, let's say you had a 10-foot antenna, or you had that same 10-foot, but you put it into this intricate pattern of different shapes and stuff, the one with the shapes is going to pick up so much more vibrations and frequencies out of the air than the straight one. And that's another thing about this that, you know, you would think, well, it wouldn't normally work that way. But yes, it does. That's what we're trying to show you, is there's a whole lot of things going on here that you wouldn't readily pick up. It doesn't work in the logical way that you would think it would. It really does work in this weird way, you know, that God thought it does, not us. And so we got to learn those rules, and that's what we're showing you here, that these are more the rules of the universe of how these cause and effect relationships take place. And if you get behind what we're saying, you will be able to tap into this power. And if you don't, you can't. There's no getting around this part of this puzzle. You have to do it in the way we're talking about, or you're not going to reach those areas. I mean, you will get to the point where you can put out destructive power. I mean, I'm showing you how to do that, you know, from just the amount of energy you're going to be able to produce out of your superset variations. But if you really want to take it to this next level where we're talking about, this is how you get there. You take out your perception of what you think power is, and you start doing it in the way that we're saying, in more this precise manner. Take out that sense of power and start thinking about, okay, how can I make this an even amount of pressure on my screen? And then what would happen if I do that? And that's what you got to do next, is start learning to put that into your routine, is this healing way that you're going to do it very subtle, very easy. You're sensing on what's going on there. You're making it feel good and cool. And as you do that process, you're going to be able to tap into things that you wouldn't see ever in any other way. So is there any more that you want to talk about fractals on?
It's just that the mathematics behind the fractals, the concepts, you know, they've been going, the fractal, even though it's been recently used, for example, in things like movies, Star Trek and Return of the Jedi, the Death Star from Return of the Jedi. I know we've got all kinds of Star Wars fans here, the Death Star, the outline of it was modeled with fractal technology and fractal mathematics, but it goes back to actual monks in the 1200s, what's referred to as the Mandelbrot set. Gentlemen, the Mandelbrot used IBM computers in 1980 to create this. Well, in an excavation not too long ago, a monk was shown to have drawn and calculated the very same pattern. So it's inherent in human nature, it's inherent in our physical world that these patterns exist, and that we become the more sensitive and aware we are, the more we become aware of them and start to learn how to use them in different ways.
Well, you know, now that we've started bringing up things like this, I mean, that people are starting to see just how complicated this whole process is. They're seeing that, you know, if you didn't know a little bit about how all this stuff is put together, how is it that you would ever come up to all this stuff? I mean, for most people, they don't even understand how pheromones work, you know. And it's funny because, like, you know, I was talking to you before about occasionally I'll get the emails about the pheromones of, like, who cares about that? I mean, they weren't even interested in women or whatever, you know. And they don't understand that pheromones affect everybody. I mean, just all the research was done towards the opposite sex because, obviously, that's where the big interest was, you know. Mm. But it works against, you know, in the way I'm saying. It's just that all that empirical proof that we need isn't done yet because it was slated towards or biased towards just the opposite sex. But that doesn't mean it's not any that it's not as valid as anything else. In other words, just because it works with women that way, it works with everybody that way. It works with animals that way. It works with other, you know, males, with children. And that's the whole point about all this. You know, just because we didn't bring that up in the scientific research, some people will, you know, take that in a different way and just say, well, it's only going to affect me against the opposite sex. No, that's not how pheromones work. It's just that was mostly where the research went, and so we didn't have anything to show you that it affects other people. But, you know, in real life, you should be far enough along that you should see that it's affecting everybody equally. It isn't just the women are affected. Other men are affected that way. Kids are affected that way. Animals are affected that way. And this is somewhat, you know, there's going to be other subjects that, you know, isn't filled in enough scientifically left on some of this stuff that, you know, just because it isn't there yet, it will be, you know, because the stuff works. I mean, bottom line is, if you follow what we're teaching and showing you, you'll get to the places that we're talking about, you know.
You know, piggyback on the pheromone topic, even if someone's saying, well, you know, I'm not using my energy or wanting to focus my energy specifically or to attract a partner of the opposite sex or looking to date or anything of that nature, even if you follow those rules, keep your energy cool, euphoric, don't burn your pheromones, you'll notice that I know personally, men, women, children, various ages, ethnicities, it doesn't matter. They congregate. They come to me. They find me. I'm sitting at work trying to do work. People all day long just stop by and smile at me and have a seat and find ways of creating small talk because it's attracting. It's something that on a subconscious level, they want to be around. And, you know, if you're in the world, you're making a living, no man is an island. We have to interact and engage with other people. And I would want to stack the deck in my favor. And I've seen many times where, for better or for worse, men and women who may be more talented, have higher expertise, more knowledgeable on certain matters, they get passed by the opportunity because they prefer or like someone else who may not be as good, but they say, I want this person around me because that person makes me feel good.
And that happens so much time, doesn't it? You know that happens constantly. I know it happens constantly.
That's
you know,
why I have my job.
Yeah, well, you know, some people would say, well, you know, they're the kiss-ups, you know. They're just, you know, they're brown-nosers that, you know, that's all that is. And I'm just telling you, you don't have to do that. You don't have to brown-nose. You don't have to kiss up. You don't have to do anything like that. You just have to do your energy work the right way.
And they'll come to you, and all you got
to
do is
they will come to you, exactly. You don't have to do any of that, although other people will just, by the nature of what will happen there, will think and will call you that maybe. But it isn't something that you did on a conscious level, like, oh, okay, I have to go out of my way to help this person. No, all you have to do is do your energy the right way. And so what we're doing is giving them some more compelling reasons to get over to this yin side, you know, to get over to this soft side, to take the power out before they get hurt. You know, they will get hurt. You know it, and I know it. Everybody that goes to the superset level and above that doesn't start backing off on the power gets hurt.
It's just a matter of time, sadly.
And it's something fully avoided, not needed, in fact, frowned upon, because all it will do is get you hurt. And if you do put in the concepts and now understand that fractals are involved here, and they are going to get you the power that you don't got yet. And that's what you have to understand about where we're going. You have to do this in the right way, make these screens in the right way so that you're using this even amount of pressure we're talking about. This will lead you to the next part of this. Now, in the third year, as we go over some more of this fractal training in a different way, because I'm going to show you how sounds affect fractals and how sounds and patterns, vibrations, frequencies also enter into this chi power thing. But, you know, you're just now getting to the part where you're making heavier chi. And I brought this up to show you that you don't need to put in this muscle that you still don't want to take out yet. And again, you know, I didn't either, and that's why I got hurt so much. unless you get banged over the head enough, a lot of times you won't, or unless you get it explained to you well enough, you're not going to take out the power. And so that's why we decided to put this in at this point rather than even put it in the third year only, because I know most people won't catch the relevance or the significance of what I'm saying as far as fractals. But if you know that it is coming, and if you just look up fractals and understand a little bit of what they're doing and see that this is something we can tap into, then you won't have to muscle it. You won't fill in your mind, well, okay, I got to get it stronger than what it is. The strongness of chi is coming. It comes from doing it in this precise way we're talking about. And if you do it in the yin style we're talking about, you're going to get so much better than anybody you ever saw out there. And this is how you do that, by doing it the right way, using these techniques that we're teaching you about. And now that you know that it works this way, you can make the adjustment, and it won't bother you as much. You know, because whenever, you know, somebody would tell me to take away power, I mean, the first thing you want to do is add more. And, what a bad idea that is with electricity. You know, I mean, if they catch what we're saying, they'll start making these changes, and now they'll understand why they're even doing it a little bit more. And, you know, each time we try to go over a topic so that you can get closer to where we're eventually getting you and leading you to these extreme abilities, or to abilities where you can do something that you've never done before. And that is how you're going to get there, is doing it this little bit at a time, knowing that you don't know it all. There's more information that is coming, and yet if you start learning to just kind of trust what we're saying, that you don't need to put what your perception of power is into this thing, but just do it the way we're saying, in this very precise, specific way, and suddenly you're going to be better than you ever thought possible. You know, Don, thanks for coming on tonight. I really appreciated you talking about the fractal things. I know there's going to be a certain amount of people that didn't quite catch it, but they will. Eventually, everybody catches what is going on here as they get enough of the energy moving up and around in their body and stuff. And this is going to help them. I mean, this whole process of going through – and and changing their body a little bit at a time is something that they need to do. They don't want to rush this whole process. Really give us the time that it takes to train you properly, and you'll be so happy that you did. And if you don't, we all know what that leads to, don't we, Don?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They don't know yet, but they'll find out.
And we all have. I mean, I don't think I have a certified instructor that didn't go through one painful side of this at one time or the other, because we really did think it worked that way back then. And, of course, nobody was very good back then either, because it didn't work that way. The way it works is the way we're explaining it now. And if they get behind the concepts, they're going to get really good at this. And thanks for coming on, Don. Appreciate the help, and we'll talk to people soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great evening.